The adjective wood, W-O-O-D, means crazy or mad. As in that favourite question of the lazy monk and of every lazy student, what, should he study and make himself in wood? Drive himself mad. A common form of the negative is the particle ne, N-E, placed before the verb. The old man who wants to die laments that death, alas, ne will not have my life. Absalom refuses church offerings from any of the women. Of no wife, ne took he no offering. Notice that double or triple negatives are perfectly acceptable. Frequently, also, the negative before the verb is abbreviated, as it is today after the verb. Ne is appears as nis, the exact equivalent of modern isn't. Nas means wasn't. One result of speaking Chaucer's words in a modern pronunciation is that some of the words that rhymed for him do not rhyme fully for us. Was and glass were probably pronounced wass and glass. Some others apparently retained a rather Anglo-French pronunciation, which they have since lost. Religion and town were probably religion and toon. Cheer and matter were something like chair and mater. Serviceable and table probably came out as serviceable and table. But most of Chaucer's rhymes, like all of his great poems, still work for us as they did for him. Here are the first 18 lines of the general prologue as they might have sounded in Chaucer's day. Wander April with his sure thought, the drucht of March hath persed to the rote, and bathed every vein in switchly cour of which virtue engendered is the floor. One zephyr's ache with his sweet breath in spirit hath in every holt and haith the tender croppeth, and the younger son hath in the ram his half course he run. And small fools maken melody that sleepen all the nicht with open e, so pricketh them nature in her courages. Then longen folk to gone on pilgrimages, and palmers for to saken stronger stronders to ferne halwes, couth in sundry londes, and specially from every shearer's end of Engeland to Canterbury they wend, the holy blissful martyr for to sake, that him hath holpen when that they were sake. Here follows the general prologue read in modern pronunciation by John Franklin Robbins.